Well, tell us what's going on this week.
We got several things coming up. Some of them we hit last week, but of course, they had a farm bill training last Friday at Caldwell County, but we got another one tomorrow. It's going to be in Christian County. Dr. Davis is doing that training, and of course, I know we kind of talked about it last time, but you know, some of the changes with the farm bill, the ARC County and PLC payments being the changes to those being probably the biggest thing. But he's also doing a market update and all too with that. So if that's something you missed last week, couldn't make it, got another chance tomorrow. It's from 2 to 4 at the Christian County Extension Office. Also this week, we got our first pesticide training of the year. Of course, that'll be here at our office. That'll be on the 23rd, Thursday. We've got one at 10 o'clock, and we've got another one at 1 o'clock. And we also have another training the same times next week, but it's on the 31st. So everybody that we had in our system should have gotten a card on that. We've got some flyers posted around town, but like I said, I just want to make sure everybody knows if you're needing a pesticide card to try to get in and get that knocked out. Another thing I wanted to hit this coming up 1st of February, actually on the 4th, it's going to be our first meeting for our bull value appraisal program or assessment program. We're trying to get our roster together for that. That is a limited number of folks. I think it's 50, and there's several counties that's planning on participating. Both the meetings are going to be in Christian County, kind of the cluster of counties that was working on it with. That was sort of a center hub, and they've got a good place to meet there. So, but like I said, that the first meeting for that is going to be on February the 4th, and that'll be from 2 to 5. The cost to attend is $30 for both sessions. The second session will be the following week on the 11th, so be two consecutive Tuesdays there. A lot of what they're going to be going over is how we can utilize EPDs to make better decisions on what kind of bulls we're buying, why that BSE is so important when you're checking your herd bull to see, you know, make sure he's ready to go again, and of course how to feed the bull too. So all of that will be in the first session. The second session is they're going to do like a mock auction deal, and the last flyer that I got, we were kind of back and forth on where that was going to be, but I think that's going to end up being at the extension office too. So, but we'll actually have some bulls and some EPDs to look at. Probably not bulls there, but pictures and maybe some videos and all to look at. But like I said, that is coming up. Main reason I was hitting that so hard is we've got some mailers going out this week, but they were asking us to try to kind of have a head count by the 28th, which would be a week away. So yeah, if that's something you're interested in, we need to get on that and let us know. And like I said, once again, it is $30 for both sessions, and you do get fed twice for that. So
I think it's pretty good though, because you know it's certainly something that farmers need to think about with your bulls and what's going on there with your cattle.
Sure, yeah.
Big difference. Make a big difference in your operation.
Absolutely, yeah. But like I said, and the second session will be a little earlier. It'll be from 12 to 5. But like I said, it's kind of afternoon, after lunch anyway, meetings. And like I said, we'll have lunch at the dinner at the first one and lunch at the second one. So one other ag thing I was going to hit too. I've had some more phone calls since last week on it, but the tobacco meeting and gap training that we do with Caldwell County every year, that's coming up on February the 17th. So you can go ahead and put that on your calendars. It'll slip up on you because it's a Monday, but like I said, it's coming up fast. So
that's Dr. Bailey does that one.
Yes, sir. Yeah. He'll be doing the gap training there. It's always the way we do it, we'll do he'll do kind of a production update, talk about some of the stuff that they saw last year, some of the stuff he's been working on with his research. And then we'll have our meal. And after that usually is the gap training. So if you want to come and listen to Dr. Bailey and eat with us, we'd be glad to have you. And you don't necessarily have to stay for the gap training if you've been to your company meeting and you've mm-hmm. already got that. So I know going to a second gap training scares a lot of people off. So make sure you know you don't have to do that.
Don't have to do that. Yeah. You don't want to scare anybody off. I mean, that's usually a good meeting anyway. So
Yes, sir.
And Dr. Bailey's always got some good information.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. I had a couple of 4-H things I was going to hit, too. I think I've gotten hold of everybody, but for our ham project folks, this Saturday is going to be our first ham salting at Broadbent. So we'll be in there at 8 o'clock, just like the last ever how many years that they've done it. But we'll be the first group through at 8, and we'll be wrapping up probably about 8:30. So we'll make sure everybody knows about that. The other thing was Vet Science Club that I know we've had several folks participate in that over the years. Dr. Todd and Joanna Freeman at Little River Vet Clinic help us with doing that. They pretty much do it, and they but they'll be taking the kids and kind of walking through some of the neat stuff that they do there. You know, they show them how to calculate dosages of medicines, and of course at the end they wrap up with a spay on usually on a cat or a dog or something, but last year was a cat. So that is coming up, and that's pretty limited on number two. Really only need about 10 in there at mm-hmm. a time. So we posted it on Facebook last week, and I think within 4 or 5 minutes somebody had called in.
Up.
So
that's a good program too, and that's really neat.
Yeah, it's like I said, it is pretty limited though. So if that's something mm-hmm. that you're interested in, just give us a call at the office. Miss Gay's out today, but Miss Shirley will be in there, and there is a list there on the desk to like I said, just ask to be added to that, and we'll just kind of put you on a first come, first serve basis there.
Can the office run without Gay Ledford?
What's that?
Can the office run without Gay Ledford?
I don't know. We're going to try it today.
Thank a lot of Miss Kay. She's been a good friend for many years. Graham, I know people have any interest in any of the things you've talked about. Just need to let you know, right?
Yes, sir. I guess I should have gave some dates on that vet science, but that's starting February the 6th.
Okay, February 6th.
And it'll be the 6th, the 13th, and the 27th.
Is that Tuesday night?
Thursday, I think.
Thursday.
Yeah.
The 6th and what day is the 13th? And
the 6th, the 13th, and the 27th.
And the 27th.
Okay. February.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. So, again, at Country Ham Project, again, you mentioned starts this week, and that's just a part of a four meetings I think you have. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, our second salting will be 2 weeks from mm-hmm. this Saturday, too. But yeah, we got a pretty neat deal planned for the kids after that too. Like we're actually going to go out to the Adams farm and get to check out some stuff that they're working mm-hmm. on there. So be a really good opportunity for our ham kids. So
sounds like a neat thing to do, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Be a fun time
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Graham, I always appreciate the updates.